Alright guys, let's do it. With your permission.
Kavod. Kavod. Tonight the Kavod Hashem, because it's Thursday night, so this is, has the power of Friday, this is before Shabbat. With your permission, I would like to learn Lechun Ranina. As an introduction, the Lechun Ranina, those paragraphs, chapters in Tehillim, that really Moshe Rabbeinu made them up. And since the Gemara that Moshe Rabbeinu made 11 paragraphs, David HaMelech combined them, David HaMelech put them together. But there are 11 chapters, 11 Mizmorim and Tehillim that Moshe Rabbeinu made himself. And it starts, Tfilah LeMoshe, Ish HaElokim. That's what we say Shabbat morning. This is chapter 90 in Tehillim. Until Mizmolot, including Mizmolot Toda, from Tzadik to Mizmor Kuf Aleph, this is 11 chapters. 11 chapters from Edom Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was saying Lechun Ranina, and David HaMelech put it in the Tehillim. Later in the years, some Chachamim defined that we should say it before Shabbat as a Kabbalat Shabbat. Chachamim say that the reason for saying those, we are saying six Mizmorim, and those six is comparable to the six sounds of the blowing of trumpets that Am Yisrael used to do. It was a custom in Am Yisrael to blow a trumpet before Shabbat. And the Mishnah, the Gemara said they used to blow six sounds. And then the Rashaim, the Romans, and other regime did not let us blow. And Chachamim made us saying those chapters, starts from Lechun Ranina, altogether six chapters, in order to remember the six sounds of the trumpet that they used to blow and remind the people that this is Friday afternoon, Sunni Shabbat. The Mishnah, the Gemara says that they used to blow six sounds, not right away, said to blow once, and then second, then the third, and there was a break between each sound. This is in order to tell certain people to stop doing the work. This is something that also says Shulchan Aruch, that if a person does anything, any business deal, any transaction, Friday afternoon, this is 2.5 hours before sunset. There's no bracha, whatever he's going to do.
Halakha?
Some chachamim say it's even from noon time. From 1:30.
Shabbat is 4 o'clock. So he has to leave at 1 o'clock from work.
He has to leave at 1:30. Yeah, maybe 1 minute. You're right. Yeah. It says he don't have to, but there's no blessing. What it means? Any transaction, any deal you're going to do Friday afternoon, it says Shulchan Aruch, say Gemara.
You're taking the chances.
You're not taking chances. Zohar is very big. But even Gemara. Even Gemara, Shulchan Aruch. I'm sorry.
You work.
I said I'm talking about work. Yeah.
Paperwork also?
Same thing.
Business.
You're not supposed to do business. You're not supposed to do any melacha. What it means is when you do the accounting or you're going to do inventory, that thing is not going to have a blessing. That's halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Again, this is a machloket. Most of the chachamim do say that it means it before 2.5 hours before sunset.
Is that why many people take off on Friday?
Right. Rosh Hashanah also said he should not take a big trip on Friday. In our time with the traffic business, and of course you have to leave early home. A lot of times the buses came to Muncie after sunset. Oh Hashem, they have non-Jewish people driving the buses Friday afternoon. So if you, as long as you're on the bus and the bus gets off the highway, it may be permitted. It's easier. Let's put it this way.
How about if he stops just for you?
If you don't, you can't tell him to stop.
Because you have all the smoke, so you have money and
everything. Right, it's a big problem. But this halacha, we'll get to it in a minute. This halacha is so important this Friday afternoon that that's not only that the congregation is doing it, that a private citizen, individual, is being pulled by the congregation. For example, let's say you walk in Manhattan or something, and I forget about work, you know, I just happen to be on the highway. And I'm on my way to Englewood. In Englewood, all the shoes in Englewood, Friday afternoon, they make Shabbat early. I'm giving an example.
Oh,
sorry. Let's say the whole Englewood is making Shabbat early, it's 7, okay? Now 7 is really, it's before Shabbat. Shabbat really should start about 8:30. Mm-hmm. But because it's summertime and it's hard with the children, so we do Shabbat early, it's 7, we do it 7. So in all the shuls, let's assume that all the shuls they done at 7, and I'm on the way to Englewood, so I'm taking my time because, you know, really starts at 8:30. Worst comes to worst, I'll do it at home. Halacha is no. Halacha is that you're being pulled by the congregation, and you have no right to start Shabbat later. What it means is that if you're late to a city, that the congregation, again, must be one congregation in one city, or there are few and all of them do the same, you are being pulled by the congregation, it's already for Shabbat for you, and you may not do anything. He says, I didn't accept Shabbat. I'll say Shabbat 8:30. It says, no, you're being pulled by the congregation. The congregation has so much power that this is something that you must do according to the congregation, even though that you didn't want to do it, or you're stuck on the highway, and now you're running in the city, and you're going to take your time, you're going to take a shower, and you're going to put the lights and all the lights, and you can't do it.
You've got to be home at least by 3:30.
Again, if you have in Englewood, like you said, you have one shul that does it late, so that's okay, that you can say that you belong to that shul. But let's say all the shuls in Englewood, they would accept Shabbat at 7, and one guy wants to do a private minyan in his house. That's also no good.
Even if he has a minyan?
Even if he has a minyan, but it's a small minyan.
What if it's a regular minyan?
If it's a regular minyan, in the house, they say, I don't know, if he has a regular minyan all year round in his house, I don't know, it's a good question. The way it is in the Shla, the way it is in the Shulchan Aruch, it's a small minion also, but they go after the big minion. And this is something that's crucial. That the person is considered that he drove on Shabbat. I said, I didn't drive on Shabbat. Sunset is in an hour and a half. And I didn't accept Shabbat. I didn't finish most of Shabbat. I'm planning to go to Mikvah. I'm planning to take a shower. I'm planning to set my Shabbat clock and all these things. It says, no, we can't do anything anymore.
So what happens if you have a place for the summer up in the mountains? Your community where you live, Englewood, is 7 o'clock.
No, it goes by the place that you dwell. In the summertime, if you dwell upstate New York, it means
that's
this is the
problem.
Right. But it's Shulchan Aruch, that's halacha. And this is, again, I don't know if this starts for me, but has to do with that thing that the Chachamim came, we'll learn in a minute something that what Ari said, it's even much more scary and powerful. But this is not Shulchan Aruch, just the halacha, what is Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam, and the Gemara, that it's a person has to know that Friday afternoon, it's not something that he should jump into the Knesset at the last moment with his shoes. This is something to consider, that you have to be prepared for Shabbat. And one of the things is, again, this is what I will tell you, there's no bracha if you do any transaction after, it's called the 9 hours, is, this is 2.5 hours, 9.5 hours, 2.5 hours before sunset. And again, some Chachamim say it's not even 2.5 hours before sunset. Chachamim say it's called midday. So you shouldn't try to do any transaction for midday. But we'll get to it later what it means exactly. But this is simple explanation. It's no bracha in it. I mean, you can do the transaction. It's no isur matorah. It's nothing forbidden to do. But this money that you're going to make on this transaction will not have a blessing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. First thing is fine. We can get the order, yet this guy's going to pay his bill, but eventually this money is not going to be used for the right thing. And the Chas Shalom, you have a law someplace else. That's the Shalom. And this is in time of the Mishnah and the Gemara, that's what Chachamim made this halacha. They should blow the trumpet, and they should blow 6 sounds. But not 6 sounds at one time. They blew once and then they waited and they blew the second one and they waited and they blew the third one. This is in order to tell the people this is time to stop. It's time to stop. Again, simple explanation is that you are being pulled after the congregation, and you have to know that Shabbat is so important, that Shabbat has a power, that Shabbat pulls you after your congregation. And when the Rashaim, the government did not let us blow anymore the trumpets, then the Chachamim came and they said we should say Lechu Neranana. Again, Lechu Neranana was said first by Moshe Rabbeinu and then David HaMelech. I have said this for a reason. And then David HaMelech put it in the Tehillim, and this is our menach to say Lechu start from Lechu Neranana. So with your permission, I'd like to learn Lechu Neranana, and then we'll get really to the bottom, really what does it mean, those paragraphs, and what's the reason for saying it, why those Chachamim, they chose to say those 6 chapters, they chose them to say it, those chapters to remember the 6 sounds of the trumpet. And some people think, you know, it's not so important. I mean, you know, it's just chapters from Tehillim. So if I come to the Knesset, I'll chat, I'll talk, I won't say it, I'll skip it. Sometimes I come to the Knesset late. Anyway, it's not important. The main thing of it is after Baruch Hu. This is just Tehillim. So Tehillim I say anyway the whole week. So I say it already. What is the significance of saying it Friday afternoon when it's Friday just when we accept Shabbat? The chapter starts with your permission. Let's go and sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nariyah, it means we should make loud noise. Letzur Rishinu, the one that is strong for us and the one that gives us the Yeshua, it means it helps us all the time. So it says Lechu, Lechu. Lechu means let's go. I mean let's go. Let's go, it doesn't say Lechu. You can omit the word Lechu. It says L'ranana Hashem. What is Lechu? Lechu means we should go. It says, where are you going? Let's sing to him, let's make big noise about the one that sees us all the time. Let's go and we'll go toward him with thanks. Bizmirot Narialo, with songs we'll make big noise for him. Ki kel gadol Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is great. Melech Gadol is a very big King al kol Elohim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king on all the Elohim. What Elohim? But it doesn't mean, Buddha, of course is greater than Buddha. For this you don't have to say that. Of course we find it a lot of times. We say it in Shacharit also. But what does it mean? It's in the Torah also. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adonai Adonai ve'Elokei Elohim. But what does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king u'melech gadol? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a very big king, al kol Elohim. Who is those Elohim that you're referring to that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is greater than them? Can't say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is greater than all those statues and idols, of course. It's an embarrassment to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is greater than all those things. Of course he's greater than them. Asher b'yado mechkerei aretz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his hand has the secret of earth, the Tu'afot Harim Lo. He owns also, he has also the strength and the height of the mountain. Now what does it mean? What are you saying? Well, what do you have to say this? And what's the connection? And what is really the purpose of saying such a statement? Asher lo hayam hu asahu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu owns the sea. He made the sea. Of course, he owns everything on it. And what are you trying to say? HaKadosh Baruch Hu owns the sea. Vehu asahu. He created the sea. Ve'yabeshet yadav yasahu. The dry land, he created with his hands. Bowl, let's go, nishtachave, bow down, v'nichra, on our knees, nivracha. Completely, maybe. It means also nivracha comes from the word brikayim, from the word knees. That we should be more on our knees. It's near Hashem, or sitting in front of Hashem, this made it. Ki hu elokeinu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is God Almighty, he is the one that does everything for us, and he has his strength for us, v'anachnu, we are Amarito, we are the nation that he takes care of us. Betoniado, we are like sheep that his hand owns us, and we are like his sheep. Hayom, imbegol dushmao, today if you listen to him. You know what does it mean? Hayom, all the time, you know the sentence. Let's go, bow down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he created us, because he is the one that he is God Almighty to us, we are his nation, today, if you listen to him. What does it mean? Al kashir levavchem, please don't make your heart strong. It means, don't make your heart hard. Kim riva, like you're fighting, like you have a fight, a quarrel with somebody. Ki yom asaba midbar, like it was in the desert, that you tested us, and you tested Mr. Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asher nisuni avotichem, now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking. Your fathers tested me, tried me. Bechanuni, they watched me carefully. Gam ra'u fo'ali, they also looked whatever I did. So do not make your heart hard. Like having a fight and a quarrel. Like you did in the desert. That your parents tried me, tested me in the desert. Also, they try me and look at me, also they saw what I did. I don't know, it's just sentences without connection. 40 years in the desert. What does the desert have to do with the whole thing now? We're not talking about the desert, this is not Egel. This is Friday afternoon before Shabbat. This is David HaMelech is saying this, Moshe Rabbeinu said it. And now he's saying, Hashem said, 40 years, 40 shana, 40 years I had a problem with that generation. I was upset with the generation. But Omar, Hashem said, I'm Tohei Levavim, the nation that the heart is wandering and they're lost. Behem lo yadu drachai. They don't know my path. What this has to do with Friday night? What this has to do with this Shabbat, with this Mizmor, with this chapter? How did you get to this chapter talking about these things? He said, let's go and sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let's make noise, let's accept his faith, his thanks, let's sing to him, he's the greatest, let's bow down to him, let's be on our knees. It says, all of a sudden, Hashem said, don't make your heart hard, like you're fighting. He says, who is talking about fighting? What do you want from me? In praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I said, let's bow down to Hashem, all of a sudden he said, don't make yourself to make hard. Heart should not be hard. Like you're fighting, like you're having a fight with someone, like it was in the desert, that you fought in the desert. This has nothing to do with him anymore. If you want to give us Musar, let's talk about Musar. So give me a chapter that says, don't be bad like you used to be in the desert. And here is something else. Here we're talking about, let's go sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He made everything. He owns everything. Let's bow down to him. It says, don't make your heart hard. It says, who is talking about our heart now? This is not about heart. This is about now singing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu created me. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says also, 40 shana akut bedo, also you have 40 years I was upset about this nation. They don't know what they're doing. They're getting lost. They're wandering in the wrong places. They don't know my path. They don't know what I'm doing. And then Hashem said, Asher nishbati v'api, this is next week Parashat Shlach, and this is Parashat in Eretz Yisrael, I swore, Hashem said, with my anger, if they'll come, El Menuchati, to my rest place. Right. What it means is, like, 40 years I was upset with them. They don't know what they're doing. They were lost, and their heart is lost. That also I swore with my anger that they're not going to come to Eretz Yisrael. What this has to do with the Mitzvah? Well, we're talking about Mitzrayim now. Who is Hashem? He's angry 40 years. What's the purpose of this? What's the purpose of this chapter in Tehillim? What's the purpose of this chapter of Moshe Rabbeinu said it? And why did Chachamim go and apply this chapter to remind us on the first sound of the trumpet that was blown on Friday afternoon? This halakha that Mehatorah, Hashem said it, not Chachamim, something called Tosefet Shabbat. Let's say Shabbat, look at the calendar, it says, tell you Shabbat is 18 minutes before sunset, that's the time for candlelight. 18 minutes. There's a lot of stories about that people were sick and people had trouble. And they went to the big Chachamim, and the big Chachamim said that Friday afternoon you should be ready for Shabbat as early as possible. As early as possible. So Chafetz Chaim, somebody came to Chafetz Chaim, this is a big Yeshua. So he told the mother, Chafetz Chaim told the mother, I want you to be ready lunchtime already with the candles ready, all dressed, and sit down and wait for Shabbat. This is again, this is based on the Gemara. The Gemara says the Chachamim used to sit down and they used to get dressed early and sit down and wait for Shabbat to come. And it's the Rambam writes in his Halachot. It's not brought in the Shulchan Aruch the way the Rambam describes it. But the Rambam describes it, he said you should know Shabbat, you don't fall into the Shabbat. You have to sit and wait for the Shabbat. And this is what Chachamim said. That Hashem said it, that the thing is called Tosefet Shabbat, that you have to accept Shabbat earlier. It means do not wait for sunset to have Shabbat. You have to be ready before Shabbat. And Hashem said it. Even though according to Halacha, Shabbat starts even after sunset, but that's the Halacha, Hashem said it. That's Chachamim. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu. Not only before Shabbat, before Yom Tov as well. That you cannot work and do certain things until the last moment. You have to stop it. Ari said that Shabbat really starts noontime on Friday. The Ari says usually all the fights in the family, it starts Friday afternoon.
We'll get to it.
Right. Yeah. But Ari said that usually Shabbat is not because men working all week and they don't come home and that's why they don't fight. And Friday Shabbat is the day they're coming home, that's the fight and starts, so they can't get along with the wife. Ari said it's nothing to do with that. Even if the person is retired and he stays home the whole week, it says Friday afternoon, get ready. Soon, your wife will tell you, take this out, something will break, she'll spill something, and says, you're going to scream at her, she's going to scream at you, the children will do something bad. That's, the fight starts Friday noontime. That's what Ari says. Huh? Yeah. So Ari says that really Shabbat, really a person should try to not to accept Shabbat. You cannot accept Shabbat before time of Mincha. Means if you accept Shabbat 12 o'clock Friday afternoon, you didn't accept Shabbat. It's like you can accept Shabbat Thursday morning. You have to wait for very late Friday afternoon to announce the Shabbat for you. But Kedushat Shabbat, the holiness of Shabbat, the Rebbe says, really starts Friday noontime. So he says that a person should know as Friday afternoon, this is what some people say in Shulchan Aruch, they said the explanation is that from Friday noontime, a person should look close his business. And again, they said it's no bracha. Friday, even before what we call Mincha Ktana, Mincha Gdola, if in noontime already he stopped doing business, just close up the office, says I'm off the weekend. I'm going for the weekend. You don't have to tell them why you're going. He said, I'm going for the weekend. Again, so Rami said, there's no bracha in that. And if again, it is based, what Dari says, that really the power of Shabbat starts Friday noontime. But at least, that's what Shulchan Aruch says, and that's what all the Chachamim says. Hashem said it says at least 10 minutes before sunset that a person should already have the Shabbat ready 10 minutes before sunset. Of course, if it's an emergency, of course, you can do it at the last moment, even a little after sunset, some Chachamim say. A little bit after sunset. It's a question, and which sunset, it's a question, it's too involved to go into all the details. But this is just a dry halacha, that you should know that you should accept Shabbat earlier than what really Shabbat is coming. I mean, the Shabbat comes at 8:30, really, at least from 8:20, you should be ready for Shabbat. Ready? What it means ready is not that I'm ready. Ready means you should be dressed with special clothing for Shabbat. The Chachamim, Ari, the other Chachamim say that a person should have a special suit for Shabbat. It's not the suit that he goes to all the parties and to his office and says, that's my best suit, I wear it for all my meetings, I'm going to wear it on Shabbat. On Shabbat, a person should have a special cloth just for Shabbat. And that special cloth he should wear before Shabbat. Ari said he should have four different parts of clothing that they should wear before Shabbat. Ari said it's important. Again, this is based on the Gemara, where the Gemara said that Chachamim used to wear special clothing for Shabbat, and they used to wait for the Shabbat to come. We didn't mention just we like the song very much, Lechadodi. Chadodi was invented about 450 years ago. Before that, nobody said Lechadodi. And Lechadodi made a person, his name was Rav Shlomo Alkabet. He's buried in the cemetery of Tzfat next to Beit Yosef, next to Ari, right next to them. He was a brother-in-law of the Ramak, was the biggest Mikubal before the Ari came to Tzfat. And he made a song Lechadodi. Again, it's a very nice song, why not? I mean, if we can sing, we can sing. But Olam Israel accepted the song and decided to put it inside Kabbalat Shabbat. It's a part of our tefillah. It's every siddur has Lechadodi. Again, this was invented 450 years ago. I don't know when the decision came that all of us we should put it in the siddurim and sing it. But 500 years ago was not Lechadodi. And here comes, who came and put the Lechadodi in the tefillah. And everybody accepted it all around the world, they accepted Lechadodi, every Sidur. Has Lechadodi, he says, he was a very great guy, he was a very big tzaddik, very big mekubal, of Shlomo Alkabet. And it's a very nice song, guys, why not? But to go and apply it and put it in the Sidur, and we should say it after those six chapters that we're going to say, and we're going to say Lechadodi. Well, what is Lechadodi? What's the purpose of saying Lechadodi? The end of the Chadodi, we say, Boi Chala, Boi Chala. It's twice. It is Boi Chala, Boi Chala. Come, heal the bride, come the bride, come the bride. So we have to say it two times. We say one time is enough. I mean, if you want to say more than one, you should say it well, three times, four times. What's the two times? Boi Chala, Boi Chala. That's why we made the song. It's not because we like to sing it. It's not because of the music. It's because this is the word of the song. Boi Chala, Boi Chala. It refers to Shabbat, Lechadodi, Krat Kala. It says, let's go to the bride. Kne Shabbat and Kabbalah, we're going to accept the Shabbat. So all the Chachamim say it doesn't mean that you have to go outside. Some Chachamim say you should go outside to do Lechadodi on the field, towards the field. But the Shlag, all the Chachamim say it doesn't mean that. It means be ready to accept the bride, to accept the Shabbat. What is this song that we go and that says the end, Boi Chala, that's the end of the song, Boi Chala, Boi Chala. This is a part of Shabbat Masketa, it says Boi Chala, Boi Chala. The way he put it, it was Boi Chala, Boi Chala. It says, come here the bride, come here the bride. And this is when you accept Shabbat, and that is this when you say this Boi Chala, Boi Chala, you get injected from HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a special Neshama Yeterah, that part goes into your liver. Then what is the power of that song, and what is the purpose of putting that song in Kabbalat Shabbat? Rabbi said it's really it's a Mishnah in Perkei Avot. Asara dvarim nivru ben hashmashot. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu created 10 things between sunset and stars that came out on the first Friday after. One of the things that he created, says the Gemara, is a donkey of Mashiach, the Luchot, the grave of Moshe Rabbeinu. I said the Mishnah, Mazikin, the bad element that's flying around. This is flying around, it's not something that, it's not a superstitious thing that you have to believe or not to believe. I'm going to say what it means, all the damages that you have, any damage that a person has, a suit got torn, something spilled on his suit, it says everything that something happened to him, the flat tire, the chair broke in the house, the glass broke, you know, it's usual thing, it's not that you get upset, but it shouldn't happen, to a person. Once we say kapara, then they fell down and say it should be kapara. But who does that thing? Who breaks those things? It says, of course, there's everything, there's a reason for those damages. But who actually does it? It says, I was holding the glass in my hand and it slipped. It says, why it slipped now? And I'm already 50 years holding glasses, never slipped from my hand. It says, it happened to you. It says, something falls and breaks. It says, it shouldn't break. I mean, I never heard it. So this is fell on the rug and broke. It says, how did it break? It says, no, it broke. Oh, it broke. This is not the way it should be, and if it did happen, this is an element that does it, that breaks the thing, damages things. Because all the damages are done by a certain group. That group was created Friday afternoon after sunset. That's the Mishnah said. Yesh Avim Avam Azikim, says the Mishnah in Perkei Avot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a few things Friday afternoon. One of them is those elements that are responsible for all the damages. And this is a part that says in the Zohar, the Ashkenazim, Nusafad Ashkenazim, they don't have it in the synagogue, in the shul, but the Nusafad of the Ashkenazim, they have this part, a paragraph that says before Baruch Hu, it says Kegavna. It's a special paragraph that was added before Baruch Hu, after the Chad Udiyat is Moshe Yom HaShabbat. And that paragraph talks about those elements. Because those elements, really they were created, they're responsible for hurting us. And they are like the judges and the executors. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made them Friday afternoon. So first of all, I want to know why he wanted them Friday afternoon. What's the purpose of making them Friday afternoon? Very late Friday afternoon, after sunset. And secondly, what this has to do with the Shabbat, that I'm going to do the Shabbat now. Again, the Mishnah in Perkei Avot, when the Mishnah says there are very important 10 things that are created on that moment, and this is part of that moment. Now he says that after sunset on Friday, this is the time of judgment. Time of judgment. And this is because the first Friday, Adam HaRishon was created on Friday, and on Friday Adam HaRishon ate from Etz HaDaat, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset at Adam HaRishon on Friday. And they ate on hour number 10, by Atzeret Baruch Hu, the very late afternoon. Adam HaRishon ate from Etz HaDaat. The Kadosh Baruch Hu waited for Adam HaRishon to do tshuva, to ask for forgiveness, never did. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his mercy, created those elements to punish a person. Again, all the bad things that happened through the week is the energy of those powers that created on first Friday. And that first Friday is responsible for all the things that went wrong eventually in the desert and before and after until Mashiach will come. But this is because Zama Rishon did not behave and obey the Kadosh Baruch Hu's command. Now he says that you have to understand that every Friday, so it's not really every Friday only, but Friday, this is just before Shabbat, that you're going to accept Shabbat. He says you have to know what you're standing in front of. You're standing in front of all those bad elements, the judges and the executors who created on Friday. And now this is the time, says Ari, that they talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Friday afternoon, if you may say, this is a mini court, a small court, that they come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu every Friday. Because the history goes back on itself, and because on Friday Adam HaRishon did not obey Hashem's words, every Friday it goes back on the set, like the original first Friday. The only way to be saved from that court, from that, those executors, is like being pulling back the Shabbat backwards. To accept Shabbat as early, not to accept Shabbat as early as possible, because you cannot accept Shabbat as early as possible, but to prepare and to show that you're so involved with the Shabbat, this, says Ari, puts like a wall between those executors and us. That lechadodi that we think and we say lechadodi, it was made with a lot of secrecy, with a lot of secrets and so on. But the power of that song is not that we say we're going for the Shabbat, you know, the Shabbat. It means we are pulling from Shamayim some, if we may say, some energy, that energy belongs to the Shabbat, and we try to pull that energy on us. It's not that you have to accept Shabbat earlier, excuse me, than the time that Shabbat comes. This is for your own benefit, Hashem said it. Hashem said it, Friday afternoon is no bracha. He says, I tell you why there's no bracha, because the executors, Friday afternoon already, they're already taking the place, and they're already ready to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu bad things about you, Chas V'Shalom. He says, again, this is not because of you, this is because Adam HaShalom was created Friday afternoon, and he did his sin Friday afternoon. Therefore, says Ari, that I suggest, says Ari, that already noontime, a person should already take some things precautious and start preparing for Shabbat. Says you don't fall into the Shabbat, says Ari. Because if you fall into Shabbat, it's not because it is just disrespect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he gave you a Shabbat and you came the last moment and you jump into the Shabbat. This is for your own benefit, that you should prepare yourself before Shabbat as early as possible. This is really what the Chafetz Chaim meant for that lady. She said that she had a very sick son. They say, I don't know, the story has a few versions. One of the versions is the lady had a very sick son. And she came to Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim said, told her, you know, I want you to be ready for Shabbat Friday noontime. Noontime. And she did it. And the husband, and I don't remember, the husband, I think it was the son. And every Friday afternoon, noontime, she was ready. And Baruch Hashem, the son was healed. And one time, there's a story that the husband was late, and he couldn't come on time, and she was sitting worried. She said, what can it be now? The whole power that we saved that person was because I accepted Shabbat earlier. The Chafetz Chaim never said the reason what he said. But this is became the custom from Israel. This is not the Mishnah only. The Mishnah said that they blew the trumpet and they made six sounds much earlier than when Shabbat supposed to come. He says this is preparation, Chas V'Shalom. You should not do something that's forbidden to do on Shabbat. Therefore, we take precautions and you get ready earlier. So it's not just that. It says the blowing of the trumpet, the six sounds of the trumpet, was to tell people, stop it. It says, why stop it? It says, it's not just because you might get involved and Chas V'Shalom do it on Shabbat actually. It says, it's much deeper than that. Because now it's time of judgment. And now it's time of those bad elements coming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and talk to him about mankind that he ate in it from Etz Hadaat on the first Friday. And every Friday, the whole thing starts again. It's not just that today, tomorrow is Friday, it's a Friday of this month, of this year. It says every Friday, you should know, has the power of the original Friday. And the original Friday is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us, created us, and we did not obey, and therefore those enemies are trying to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu certain bad things about us, and they want also to have permission from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do certain damages, not necessarily for Friday, for the following week. Now, this is the whole concept of accepting Shabbat earlier, and as early as possible. It says as early as possible doesn't mean again that you should say Shabbat Shalom so early. What it means is the preparation should take place. That is really the secret also. The Gemara says that the halacha in the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, this is not for the ladies. The men think that Shabbat is for the ladies. She has to cook and she has to clean and she has to clean the bathrooms and vacuum, and he comes home like Shalom Shadi. And he comes home and he puts his hat and he's going to Beit HaKnesset. And somebody went to a disciple, one of the big Chachamim, he said, it's amazing. Every Friday afternoon, my wife gets crazy. She goes crazy. He says, why? He says, I'm ready already 12 o'clock and I have my suit on. And she's screaming. So the disciple said, I think don't put your suit on so early. I think you should help your wife in the kitchen. She won't go crazy. The halacha is, says the Gemara, that Chachamim, the big Chachamim, used to prepare for Shabbat. They used to go and go fishing, go get the fish, cut the fish, fry the fish. It's not a lady's job to prepare for Shabbat. It's a man's job to take the garbage out. You don't have a problem with it. It's to take the garbage out is the man's job. To clean the house is the man's job. It's not the lady's job. Not only that, says the Gemara, as Ari says, no, okay, my wife doesn't do anything. She goes shopping, Baruch Hashem. I have 5 maids in the house. They do the job. The Shulchan Aruch, says the Gemara, says the Rambam, says Ari, nevertheless, mister, you should do things for Shabbat. Not for yourself. You should do things for Shabbat. Actually, it's your obligation. Go shopping for Shabbat, go prepare the things for Shabbat, go clean for Shabbat, polish the candlestick. You should polish it. You should polish your cup. You should do this thing. Again, it's not just because it's an obligation. This is something for you. When you're busy for Shabbat, it's going to save you from those executioners, from those bad judges. That's the secret behind what's in the Shulchan Aruch. Of course, it's something that we have to respect the Shabbat.
But the court is only held there on Shabbat, they can come all week.
Again, that's the whole trick over here. Some Chachamim say this, brought in the book, everybody brings in his book, another Chachamim, and this says the best thing is to prepare everything on Friday. Don't prepare before Friday. Even Thursday. Don't even go shopping Thursday. It's better to go on Friday. It doesn't apply to our time, because those days everything used to get spoiled. There was no refrigerator, and there were tents, and they didn't have those nice houses that we have today, Baruch Hashem. And therefore the things that were prepared got rotten, got ruined, spoiled before Shabbat. They said it's better to do it before Shabbat. But some Chachamim disagree. Chachamim said this is just on the surface, an answer for a simple person. The secret behind it, it's on that Friday that you were created, and you did not obey HaKadosh Baruch Hu's order, and you ate from a Sadat, it says bad elements are chasing you. It says the more you do on Friday, this is like an insurance that you are guaranteed not to be judged by those elements. Okay, this is the best to do everything on Friday. Again, it's not for the ladies. The ladies also ate from a Sadat, but they did it tikkun. It's mainly for the men. I said, that's what the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam writes, that a man is obligated to prepare things for Shabbat. It's not that you, even though that your wife doesn't have to do anything, that you have a maid, still a mitzvah on the man. Again, the Shulchan Aruch on the man is another. On the man, he has to do things for Shabbat. Doesn't mean, to help your wife is another subject that you have to. And I'm talking now, even you don't have to help your wife. Everything is ready in the house. The maid made everything, my wife made everything, I came back from the job. Everything is ready. It's still a mitzvah for you to do something for Shabbat.
Since the children did a mitzvah,
it's not. You have to do something really for Shabbat. This is just you prepare yourself. You have to do that maybe kindness for your wife. If you think the children, it shouldn't bother your wife. But the Gemara said actually you should do things for Shabbat. You put the tablecloth on. You wash the floor, the dishes. Or you set up the table, do something for Shabbat, not for your own preparation. Besides your own personal preparation, you should do something for Shabbat, not for your own personal preparation. The Gemara says, the biggest Chachamim, the Gemara, this Rambam brings in Halacha also, Shulchan Aruch also, the Rambam emphasizes, it doesn't matter how old you are, it doesn't matter how smart you are, there's a mitzvah. Every Friday you should prepare for Shabbat. Prepare for Shabbat means you should go shopping, it means that you should set the house for Shabbat. The Gemara said that the house has to be clean for Shabbat, the house has to be set for Shabbat. It says again, I don't have to do anything. Baruch Hashem Eshet Chayil, Baruch Hashem I have made also, and everything is prepared. Still, you're obligated. Again, says Dali. The secret behind it is that you should be busy with the Shabbat. If you use the Shabbat Friday afternoon or Friday, this is because we were created on Friday and we did not listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be saved from those excesses.
So what if you're working? What do you do?
Again, if you're working, you come home, and you come home, you ask your wife or you ask your mother to leave you something or for yourself to do something for Shabbat.
After 5 o'clock?
No. I said this. Friday, it's the whole Friday you can do preparation.
Right, no, but if you're working, you get out of...
Right, 5 o'clock, yes, perfect. 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 As long as you do something.
So
then the Midrash says...
You should daven earlier on Friday, right?
Don't have to daven earlier. You don't have to. You should, let's we do it anyway. I mean, that's the custom in Am Yisrael. Again, it's not just because we do not want Chas V'Shalom to do something and it's already going to be Shabbat. Again, says Ali, it's much deeper than that. By doing earlier, by doing earlier, it means I accept Shabbat earlier. Accept Shabbat earlier, it's something crucial, says Ali, that accepting it earlier, those elements have no power on you. And that's what Ali says. The Friday afternoon starts the whole fight and the quarrel starts in the family. And he says, why? He says, this is the continuation of that scene of Adam HaRishon. Because those bad elements, they're going to make you fight with your wife, fight with the children, fight with the neighbors. It says everything Friday afternoon. Because those bad elements are going to pull you into that argument, into that fight. That's really the Ari says, the Medrash says that if you prepare for Shabbat, the Medrash says if you do the honored Shabbat right, the Manegeta Shabbat, if you make a pleasure for the Shabbat, the Medrash says it's like a thousand tanit. Thousand. You don't do tanit anymore. No Shabbavim, no Bahav, nothing. It says if you make a pleasure to Shabbat, this is like a thousand, that's the number. The Midrash. It's a Gemara, like a Midrash. A thousand taniyot. Says Dari, that's what it means. It means when you prepare for Shabbat, and the only Shabbat means that you should prepare good food for Shabbat, and you should prepare, everything should be nice for Shabbat. It says that pleasure and the respect for Shabbat, this will save you from those bad elements. This is the ta'anit a person has to do. It's the ta'anit because of those bad elements, or because it did something. It says those, if you do the pleasure of Shabbat, this Shabbat is so strong that this is the kapara that you fasted a thousand ta'anit or a thousand first day. And I mean, this is really the whole secret of the Chadadi.
Is that when you're not allowed to fast on...
No, it's not allowed to fast on Shabbat. The Sibyl al-Achai, the Shabbat should be a happy day. But again, the Gemara says...
Shabbat
no, should fast on the Shabbat. Hasidim HaRishonim used to fast on Friday in order to have the appetite for Shabbat. It says Shulchan Aruch, a lot of people used to fast on Friday. Just because, again, this is the pleasure of Shabbat.
You shouldn't eat after 3 anyway, right?
You shouldn't wash.
Lunch,
but you're allowed to have fruit, so you're allowed to have meat or vegetables without washing your hand, without bread. You're allowed to have crackers, you're allowed to have a piece of cake. But you should not make a big meal, which means you should not wash your hand. But Shulchan Aruch says, the Gemara says, Yerushalmim, some Chachamim used to fast every Friday in order to be very hungry on Friday night. Again, this is because this is the pleasure of the Shabbat that I want to eat the meal with appetite.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they do it after midday, after 3 o'clock. I don't know, maybe they do.
And they sort of make a lot of weddings Friday morning.
Morning?
Yeah.
Yeah. But nothing about morning, you're talking about Friday late afternoon. Friday late afternoon, you should not do such a thing.
Should be in the mix.
Right, you can make the mitzvah chatzot, you can make mitzvah already midday already.
As late as possible
is better.
You shouldn't get a haircut like this on Friday.
Right, the Shulchan Aruch said to take a haircut on Friday. That's what Rambam says. It's a big mitzvah to take a haircut every Friday. Not one. This is our custom to shave. Whatever shave. But the Shulchan Aruch says you should take a haircut on Friday.
Can you do that?
I'm sorry? Haircut,
you can take
after Hatzot. Right. So Tari says, this is really the whole purpose of the Lechun Ranina. The Lechun Ranina was invented when the Goyim did not let us blow the trumpet. So Tari is saying the trumpet was not just to make the people stop walking. Because there's no bracha Friday afternoon. There's no bracha. Why there's no bracha? There's no bracha because Friday afternoon, Adam Rishon was at the moment the Talmud wanted to treat him out of Gan Eden. They permitted that. There's no bracha. That's why there's no bracha. Of course, there's no bracha because we want to prepare for Shabbat. It is I don't have to prepare. Everything is ready already. Everything is ready. I can meet my office 10 minutes before Shabbat. My office is downstairs in my basement. I can walk in my office for the last minute, everything is ready, the table is set, everything. So as Chaim said, well, it means that maybe it's one time it's going to be an emergency and you'll forget, you won't have a clock, and nobody will remind you. But he says, no, it's much deeper than that. There's no bracha because now you have the executors jumping. It says the only way to stop them is pulling the holiness of Shabbat, the energy, what we call the positive energy of Shabbat, pull it back to Friday. That will save you. That's how so important it is to be ready before Shabbat. And this is the secret what the Chafetz Chaim told this lady, that her son was sick. He says, your son will not die. It was a very bad sickness. If you do preparation Friday afternoon, early. He says, Friday noon time, be ready. Have your clothing on, have the candles ready. Don't light them, but it means I am ready for Shabbat. What it means is when you're ready for Shabbat, it means you're pulling again the holiness of Shabbat. And this is like a shield, like a wall between those bad elements and you. It cannot talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
How come when it's Yom Kippur on Friday night,
right,
some people skip the whole day?
Yeah, you don't have to say. Because it's already Yom Tov, they have no power.
Right.
That's what the Rishon says. So the Rishon says that those six paragraphs are crucial. It's not that, you know, I come, I do, I don't, you know, if I come back, it's not important. Just chapter from Tehillim. That's the chapter, you don't understand. When Moshe Rabbeinu made those chapters, he made it on the purpose. Those chapters is to stop those bad elements to judge you and Chas v'Shalom execute you.
Rabbeinu
didn't say it? Huh? I don't know. I mean, the Gemara said Moshe Rabbeinu invented those chapters. That's the Gemara, those 11 chapters. It says those are the chapters really that Chachamim decided to choose and say them instead of those sounds of the trumpet that the Goyim did not let us keep. Again, it's not because just the sound and is it because we want to make sure nobody, Chas v'Shalom, will go into Shabbat doing a malacha, doing some work is not to do. This is just the opposite, just to get ready for Shabbat. And getting ready for Shabbat, this is something for us, for our benefit. Rami said this way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that you have to accept Shabbat and be ready before Shabbat. Rami said that means before Shabbat. Anyway, this is the custom of Nam Yisrael today. It is the handwriting 18 minutes before. It says, what's the purpose? Rami said, yeah, I can tell Rami made it up because he didn't want you, Chas v'Shalom. The lady is busy in the kitchen, the man is busy. At least we have lighting candles. It says that now everybody will be ready for Shabbat. It's much different. It says, as early as possible to light the candles. This is something that prevents Chas v'Shalom from all the breaking things in the house for the following week and the fights Friday afternoon. And of course the fights on Shabbat as well. So this is really what it says, Lechu Meranana. It says, Lechu, let go. What do you mean, let go? It's not time to go. It's not time to go. It's the sunset, it's 8:30. It says, let go. What do you mean, let go? Let's try to go and get this holiness, this positive power of Shabbat. Let's go. It says, it's not here, it's not here. Shabbat is 8:30. He says, you know what? Let's go after it. It's called Lechunran. And that's the power of Lecha Dodi. Lecha Dodi, Lekrat Kala, he says, the Shabbat is the Kala, the bride. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let's go. He says, where are you going? He says, I'm going towards the Shabbat. What does it mean, I'm going towards the Shabbat? It means the Shabbat is not here yet. He says, I'm going towards her. I'm going to meet her and bring her to me. He says, why do you need to bring her to you? Wait, she's there. She'll come on time. He says, no. I want to go towards her. Because by going towards her, is what they mean is that I already accepting her as my bride. I'm accepting her as my Shabbat. Again, this is what gives the shield, to give us the shield in front of those bad elements that were created by them. This is the Chumra and Nal Hashem. It says, let's go sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now you are to Hashem. It says, so what is all what else is? It says, this is a kapara of forgiveness. What we did not obey HaKadosh Baruch Hu's command on this Friday. It says, Friday afternoon, I said, let's give HaKadosh Baruch Hu respect. He says, he does this, he created this, he made the sea, he owns this. He says, why do you have to say all these things? What's the purpose of saying it? He says, I'm saying it because I did not obey HaKadosh Baruch Hu's command the first Friday. Today is Friday. This is in order for me to get this holiness of the Shabbat, I want to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to ask for forgiveness from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, listen, don't make your heart very hard. If you remember, I told you in the lecture, Adam HaRishon's heart was very hard. He did not want to do Tshuva. He says, let me tell you something. 40 years in the desert, you weren't so good. This is the continuation of the sin of Adam HaRishon that he was not good. He says, the first paragraph is only for us to know the situation, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. He wants us to have a complete forgiveness what Adam HaRishon disobeyed his command. The Sarin says, boy chala, we say two times. Boy chala. So that's the Kavanah you should have. This is when you get the injection of the Neshama Yitzhara. The first boy chala, it's called Bina. It's called Tshuva. The second boy chala means kingdom, Malchut. He says, when you say boy chala, you say twice. Not say three times, not once. He says, again, the first boy chala, he says, come Shabbat. He says, when you say come Shabbat, she ain't coming. He says, no, come Shabbat, it means I regret what I did. I regret. He says, the second time I say Boi Chala, it means I accept the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, something Adam HaRishon did not accept. He says, when you say twice, says Zari, he says, this is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends you a special neshama that goes into your liver, into the nefesh. He says, it's called nefesh yetera on Shabbat. You get when you say Boi Chala, he says, that's the song of Lecha Dodi. We'll get to it B'tzat Hashem in the next few weeks. He says, the song of Lecha Dodi was built on those paragraphs in that song to bring us to that moment that we ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to forgive us that we disobey his command in Gan Eden. And this is really the power that the Gemara says, that Shabbat is like Gan Eden. He says, Shabbat is something comparable to Gan Eden, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Shabbat a power like Gan Eden. He says, that's why Chachamim came and they made those paragraphs to get early to Shabbat, be ready for Shabbat. He says, in order to be saved from those bad elements, eventually you come to a point, you tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I regret what I did. It's called Olam HaBina, Olam HaTshuva, the world of Teshuvah, the world of understanding. He says, now, Boi Chala, come, my bride, I regret what I did. Come, my bride, I accept the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That moment, says, Ari, you're ready to go into Shabbat, pure and clean, something like HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects us every Shabbat. Zari, just one second, Zari, that's what happened one time. Zari took the students and I don't know if they said Lecha Dodi at that time or not, it just was after the major Lecha Dodi. And he told the students, are you ready to go to Yerushalayim now? Mashiach is coming. It was Friday afternoon. And the students said, we have to go home. Tell you our rights first. And then the Ariel said it's too late. But it's a different lecture. What was really behind it. But what do you mean you want to bring Mashiach now Friday afternoon? That's exactly what it is. Adam Hashem was supposed to be Mashiach because he commits Adar, he was sent out of Gan Eden. And Friday afternoon, that you prepare yourself for Shabbat very well, and you say, I want to get the power of Shabbat on Friday already, and I said, Boi Chala, it means not that I have to say Boi Chala, it means the concept is, the first Boi Chala, I do Tshuva, I regret the from Etzadat, I regret from all the sins, that all the sins are a continuation of the original sin of Etzadat, and the second thing Boi Chala is I accept the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, something Adam Hashem did not accept. Says Ari, okay, Friday, it's time for Mashiach, it's the right time for Mashiach, he says, by doing Tshuva, by accepting the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is what Mashiach is going to come. He says, Hayom, im bekolot Yishmau. That's the sentence, says Ari. That's the sentence, says Lechun Harina. He says, today, if you listen to him. He says, today, where's today? Says Ari, today is Friday. Friday is today. Of course, it can be any day. But Friday is a special power, says Ari. Friday is the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Adam HaRishon to become Mashiach if he would not have eaten from Etz Hadas. As we say in this paragraph, today if you listen to him, and says Zari to his students, today Mashiach can come, right now we go to Yerushalayim, Mashiach is coming. Zari says every Friday is like this, every Friday. Every Friday HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching us and waiting for us, expecting us to come to that stage, that the way the stage that Zari arrived, that this is a time for Mashiach, a time for redemption. If we're going to do the right job on Friday. That's what I said. This is so important to not to work late afternoon on Friday, to come home, to do things before Shabbat on Friday, to prepare. It's Ari, because Shabbat is called Malkah, it's the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the power of Boi Chala, Boi Chala. That's the Kavanah we should have in Lachad Adin. That's the Kavanah we should have in the first paragraph of Lachud Ranana, that we want to obey HaKadosh Baruch Hu's command and we want to be saved from those bad elements that were created on the first Friday.
The Banish Chai said you should say Boi Chala another time.
A third time, I don't really know what's behind it. But again, Ari says what you have to have in your mind, two things, no more. Ari said you should have Bina and Malchut. Bina means Tshuva, Malchut means Kingdom. First, the Friday comes, you say, I regret what I did, I regret all the way up to Adam HaRishon. And I accept the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the way up to Adam HaRishon. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives in the Shema Yitera that was taken away from Adam HaRishon, and this is really time for redemption every Friday. Yes?
If you don't get a bracha from work that you do...
The Gemara, the Shekhan Aruch, right? You don't get blessing or everything you do Friday afternoon after Milcha, right?
Right. But it's not that you prepare for Shabbat,
but
then you want to go out and buy an air
conditioner.
Is that
going
to be a problem?
No. Buy air conditioner for Shabbat, no problem at all.
No, not for Shabbat.
For the office?
Yeah.
No.
You want to get time, man.
No, it means the air conditioner and they will die ahead of time. That's what it means. And you see, we think that we do something wrong, right away HaKadosh Baruch Hu throws a stone on us. This is called Erech Chapayim. One of the things for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Erech Chapayim, he waits for you to do Tshuva.
It's
not
anger.
Right, it's not anger. I said Erech Chapayim, one of the mitzvot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he waits, he has patience. So it doesn't mean if I bought the air conditioner, nothing happened, Hashem improves it. Doesn't mean this. I drove the car on Shabbat, nothing happened to me, it doesn't mean anything. You know, I ate something not kosher, nothing happened, it means it's good. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Erech Chapayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for you to do Tshuva. But it doesn't mean he did right, because nothing happened to you.
Did you want to tell the story that the neighbors were banging on the wall?
Right.
Tell the story, I remember.
Yeah, sit in.